This is Sid and Friends in the Morning.
77 WABC.
And if it's hit in the air, the deep left, it is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a grand slam. Non dimenticar. That ball should travel far. Giancarlo, he hits a grand slam deep in the left field seats.
Lou Ruffino showing the genius all morning long, from Songs with Memories to Goodbye, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, the Elton John classic, as we say goodbye to really one of the all-time greats, 36 seasons of John Sterling calling New York Yankee baseball. Well, you know, Susan, he done. That was a grand slam call that he did for Giancarlo Stanton. He nicknamed all the great Yanks. We love that, right? Bam Tino, Tino Martinez, El Capitan, Derek Jeter. The list goes on and on. He was just a tremendously entertaining play-by-play guy, but he's 85. He's getting older, hasn't felt all that well. Less and less games the last year or two, less and less travel. And yesterday, right in the middle of the day, he just called it quits. There'll be a ceremony at Yankee Stadium on Saturday, the day after my birthday. John Sterling, all I can say is I've met him many, 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 many times. My days at the Fan, he's a great guy. Thanks for the memories. All right, been a busy show today, very busy. From 6:45 this morning, talking to Caroline Glick in Jerusalem, to Curtis Sliwa, to House member Anthony D'Esposito, to Trump attorney Alina Haba, to Rudy Giuliani. Now we get to my friend Stella Escobedo. She's a terrific, I mean great, TV host at OAN. I've been on that show once. I loved it. And she's back for her second visit on this show. Live, we're at 6:21 in California this morning. Good morning, Stella.
Good morning, Sid. What an introduction. You need to come back on the show. You're just always so busy.
I am busy, but I'm dying to come back. It was a great time, and that network, OAN, is right up my alley, and you're the best host they've got. So anytime you want me back, I'll be back. Listen, there is one question that seems to be getting asked a lot these days, and it bothers me because I like this. I love this guy. I mean, look, my opinion, the greatest outside of you, the greatest cable network news host was Bill O'Reilly. And when O'Reilly left, I had no idea how Fox was going to fix it. But then I really fell in love with Tucker. Tucker, not as good as Bill, but was certainly an excellent television host. And now the question being asked since last week is Tucker Carlson an anti-Semite? And I go to JNS.org yesterday in Israel, and they have a post that reads, Tucker Carlson is officially an anti-Semite. What the hell is that all about?
Well, okay, so they're referring to the episode where he had a pastor on from Bethlehem. And let me preface this by saying I, like you, love Tucker Carlson. I used to tune in when he had 4 million viewers a night. It was like a thing I did every single night. But he had an episode on, and let me read you the title of what it says. It says, how does the government of Israel treat Christians? Question mark. In the West, Christian leaders don't seem interested in knowing the answer. They should be. Here's the view of a pastor from Bethlehem. So he basically interviews his pastor from Bethlehem, and the interview was positioned as basically Jews are mean to Christians in Israel.
Right, which, by the way, has caused our mutual friend, Siggy Flicker, the last couple of days to go berserk on that notion.
Siggy is doubling down, tripling down, because, I mean, it's really weird what is happening. But I kind of quickly want to examine this guy who he interviews, just so your listeners understand. His name is Reverend Isaac. He's an activist. He travels the world campaigning against evangelical Christians and their support for Israel, right? So in February, he was at a pro-Hamas rally in London accusing Israel of a genocide while wearing a keffiyeh. On October 7th, he said during a sermon that he was shocked by the strength of the Palestinian man who defied his siege. He's openly talked about being against the Abraham Accords, you know, the Trump administration put together, huge, right, peace agreement with Israel and a few of the Arab states.
Which, by the way, just paid dividends on Saturday night because countries like Jordan and Saudi Arabia helped us.
Right. We saw what happened over the weekend, right? Anyway, he's been very open about being anti-Israel. Here's what your listeners need to know. The pastor is from Bethlehem, who is under the, which is under the Palestinian Authority. The PLO took over in 1996, and the Christian population is quickly disappearing there, right, because of radical Islam. Bethlehem actually went from 80% Christian to about less than 20%. And the Christians there, they don't dare speak out against the PLO because they won't survive if they do. And you know this, Sid, the only democracy in the Middle East is Israel, where the Christian community continues to grow. So as I watched this interview, I was shocked. Why not actually interview a Christian in Israel to see what kind of freedoms they have, right?
Right. Which is tremendous freedoms. Tremendous.
And, you know, this whole movement by the left and, you know, some on the right vilifying Israel is just really weird. If you read the Bible and you believe in Jesus Christ, which means you believe in Jesus is the word of God, you know, Bible prophecy ascended around the land of Israel. How did we get to this point where Israel and the Jewish people are the enemy?
I don't understand
why people like Tucker are trying to convince people on the right to abandon Israel and the Jewish people.
Well, explain to me, because you've done a great job of explaining who his guest was and some of the things that his guest has done. Is Tucker just guilty of having this guy in studio and giving him credibility, or did Tucker also say something that would lead you to believe he's an anti-Semite?
Well, it's just being presented under the guise of, well, I'm just a journalist asking questions, right? Like, what is happening in the Middle East right now is literally good versus evil, and somehow now Jews are to blame. I'm saying that if Tucker is going to give this guy a platform, he should give Christians in Israel a platform.
Agreed. Now, did Tucker, and again, you're not the only one saying this, JNS.org, which is a huge media organization in Jerusalem, has flat out called Carlson an anti-Semite. Did he try to push back at all, Tucker, during this conversation?
That's the problem. He didn't push back. He didn't present the facts that I just told you and your listeners. Like, hey, you know, Bethlehem is under PLO. There used to be 80% Christians here. Now there's less than 20%. Do you want to elaborate on that? No, he just gave this guy a platform to basically trash Israel, and this man is known for trashing Israel. That's the problem with that interview.
The digital dollar could give the feds control of your money. Get the digital dollar report. Call 1-800-862-6970 and also receive a $1,000 credit from Priority Gold to protect your money. Or just go to digitaldollarreport.com.
Please note, the information provided does not constitute financial or investment advice.
So let me ask you this, because you are a Jewish lady, partly Jewish, out there in California, and you admitted...
No, not partly, I'm full. What are you talking about?
For some reason, I thought you were part Jewish, part Cuban.
No. Listen, I was born in, you know, former USSR. My grandparents on both sides are Jewish. I'm a Russian Jew, speak Russian, yes.
Okay, you're 100%, even better, great.
100%.
Doesn't matter, because you're one of the great voices we've... I don't care if you're 5%, you're a great, 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 great voice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, in your opinion, then, as a God-bearing Jew and an important Jew in our journey here, people like you and Siggy and me and Levin and all of us, you do believe then that Tucker Carlson is an anti-Semite?
I'm not going to go as far as that because I'm going to give him a chance to try to interview somebody on the other side.
But at the very least, you're disappointed. And if he doesn't interview somebody, you will have no choice but to come to that conclusion.
It's just become very weird how he's approaching things when it comes to Israel, because he wasn't always like this.
Okay.
This is where I'm at. And listen, I like you. I've always liked him. And so I just thought it was very, very weird that he comes out with this interview, doesn't push back on this guy. He's got the opportunity to now bring in somebody else who actually represents Christians in Israel.
Okay, I agree with you. I don't know Tucker personally. I enjoyed his work. I've watched him also pretty religiously, but I don't know him, and I don't care. So if he doesn't do it, then I'm with you. Get me to your state of California, which is the worst place in the world. Now, don't get me wrong. Danielle and I would retire to Carmel tomorrow. I mean tomorrow. We love that area of California, all of it.
Yeah.
She ran that Big Sur Marathon twice. We stayed in Lake Monterey. It was gorgeous. So we do love the state, but it's run by a bunch of maniacs, and it's falling apart. And, you know, not that long ago we heard they were going to allow illegals to vote. Now you're telling me that illegals will have an opportunity to get mortgage loans and buy homes?
Okay, so I posted this video. Okay, it's a proposed bill. I posted this video on my Instagram. It got 3.8 million views. Wow. That's just to show you a sense of the pulse of the nation, right? Just how angry people are. So this new California bill being proposed, it would actually allow illegals to get help with down payments on the home. The bill is called AB 1840. So you would get 20% down. And a lot of people are saying this is a slap in the face to Americans with great credit who work so hard, who can't even afford a home. So what happens is they give you the 20% down, but when you actually sell the home, you have to pay them down. But, you know, if you are an American and you know what it takes to even qualify for a loan and to even qualify for these rare programs, oftentimes you don't even qualify because you're in a tax bracket because it's so expensive to live in the state of California because they're like, oh, well, you make too much. But really, you're a middle-class family that can't afford to buy this home. So now California is proposing this bill, and many lawmakers believe it will pass.
Unbelievable. I mean, to think that your governor, and I get it, he was married to Kimberly Guilfoyle. He's a handsome guy. He's got some charisma. To think this guy continues to talk about running for president when he absolutely destroyed, I mean, California wasn't great anyway. Let's face it, Schwarzenegger wasn't exactly terrific either, but he destroyed that state. To think he can take that and parlay that into winning the presidency just shows you how crazy this country's become.
It's become super crazy, and a lot of people, whenever I post something on social media about California, they go, well, you voted for this. And I want people to know that not everybody in California votes for this kind of stuff. I mean, we are having illegals that are crossing the border directly. That, you know, the Ponga boats are, you know, coming offshore here in Carlsbad, La Jolla. They're invading us by land, sea, and air, whichever way possible. Mm. I mean, it's becoming a disaster, and he's doing nothing about it.
Yeah.
The homelessness is out of control. The drugs, the methamphetamine, what I'm talking about.
K2.
Yeah, everything. I mean, they look like zombies.
I know.
It's sad. It's sad to see what's happening.
Especially places like La Jolla and Carlsbad down there by San Diego. Those are gorgeous spots. Last one, you're in California again. It's only 6:30 in the morning. It's early. Most of your folks out there are still sleeping off a pretty good high from last night. But our friend Donald Trump just walked into court for the second consecutive day. How much coverage does his Trump trial get out in L.A. town?
You know, it's mainstream media. What do you think? It's the constant, you know, vilifying of Donald Trump. Yay, he's in court. Yay, you know, this is a win for democracy, right? You know, here on OAN, obviously we cover it fairly. Why is it being called a hush money case to begin with, Sid, in the first place?
Right.
There was no hush money.
Right.
I mean, everything was out there. So, you know, mainstream media, they've done a really good job of vilifying Donald Trump. And a lot of people, I will say this, especially in the Jewish community who vote Democrat, are starting to realize that mainstream media is very biased because of the way they've been covering the Israel-Hamas war. I mean, it's taken them this long to figure this out.
Still not all of them. Let me tell you, there's plenty of Jews that are still going to vote for Biden. And I said this way before Donald Trump. I'll say it again. If you're a Jew and you vote for Biden or any Democrat, you're not misled. You're not misinformed. You're a disgrace. That's what you are. Stella, you're awesome. Your show on OAN is awesome. And I love it that you come on this early in the morning in California and sound great, by the way. Thank you so much.
I love you, Sid.
I love you, too.
And I just want to wish you a happy birthday. I'm counting down to that big day. I saw you posting it on social media, so
yeah.
I hope your birthday is going to be fabulous.
Thank you. And a happy Pesach to you, too, by the way, you and your family.
You too.
You and your husband. Thank you, Stella. All right. Take care.
There she
is, the great OAN host, Stella Escobedo. And I think she's great. I really do.